Welcome to Beside the Still Waters by Pastor Sammy Jechi. My dear friend, the Word of God.
Now, let's go to Genesis chapter 8. Now, this was when God had saved Noah and his house. And after the flood, God landed them at a particular place, and he had come out safely. And he rendered a sacrifice unto God. God smells it and then speaks. That is why sacrifice is very important. Even God loves sacrifice. Amen. Good. So let's look at verse 20. Then Noah built, may the entrance of the word of God bring light to us. And may his word establish us in Jesus' name. And all who help me say amen. Okay. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and every clean bird and offered burnt offering to on the altar, sorry. Now verse 20. And the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart. Shall we read what the Lord said in his heart? I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imaginations of man's heart is evil from his youth. Nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. The sacrifice turned the heart of God against curses for man. Now, when you look at the verse number 22, I love that. Everybody, let us read it and read it loudly. Shall we go? Cold and heat, winter and summer, day and night shall not cease. Amen. I love that. While the earth remains, is the earth remaining? Hallelujah. Seed time and harvest. Cold and heat. Winter and summer. Day and night shall never cease. Amen. Praise God. Now, it's very important for you to understand this, that there are seasons in life, as there are seasons also in the weather. The weather changes. The shadow of the weather changes. All right? And you will not have only heat throughout the year, or have only cold throughout the year. Even though there are some places like Alaska that can have winter for 6 months. You know, and sometimes have darkness for that long. Alright, but even that, it changes. The night changes to the day. And the day can last so long for about 6 months. And it's a rough weather out there. Now, seasons will never cease. Seasons will always be with us. Though always in Ghana, we have two seasons, the wet and the dry, isn't it? Or the rainy and the rainy and what? Praise God. Now, these seasons are set for life. And so also, when you pick the life of individuals or every human being on earth, life is filled with seasons. Just before I entered, I asked one brother, I said, do you have a land? It just dawned on me to ask me. And he gave me a beautiful answer, which I won't tell you. Amen. And my soul was happy. Amen. Apparently, he had gone beyond that. And I said, to God be the glory. Amen. Now, when you are growing and you get to a certain state and you still behave like a child, it becomes a disorder. Is somebody here with me? So, sometimes when a child, you give birth to a child, and in your estimation, by this age, the child should display a certain pattern of behavior, and you are not seeing it, you realize that you have a cause to worry, isn't it? Because the child has not displayed a certain pattern of behavior. Is somebody here with me? Now, that is how it is. At a certain age, you are supposed to be guided, to be handled, to be buffed, and all that, to be dressed and be escorted to school. After some time, you are expected to take care of yourself and go to your school and come back safely. At a point, you are also taken to the high school or secondary school, and you are a certain pattern of behavior is expected of you. When you finish school, in the school, you are expected to study and pass your exam and do well. Is somebody here with me? If a primary school child or secondary school child goes to behave like an adult who has finished school and is married and all that, then it becomes a disorder. Is somebody here with me? The same way when you grow, you see, when you grow and you get to a certain level, you are expected to establish your family. You are expected to get to another level. Is somebody here with me? Even in your adult life, at a certain threshold of your age, you are expected to do A, B, C. For instance, by 40 years, you should be able to either have your land, or you would have started your project, or you are in something, somehow you are in construction, or something. Is somebody here with me? Yes, it doesn't matter the size of your house. It should be 2-bedroom. It should even be one, it could even be 1-bedroom, house. Whatever, something must be started by you. And I want to challenge everybody who has crossed the 35 years threshold, that if you don't have a land, begin to look for one. Everybody is quiet. You don't like it. Somebody says at all. I'm sorry. I won't say it. But permit me now to say it. Amen. I need to make you feel uncomfortable. Is somebody here with me? Especially all men, lift your hand, let me see. Today I'll make you feel uncomfortable. I didn't say lift your hand this way. Lift your hand well. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me hear the men say, praise the Lord. Say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Good. Please put your hand down. It's very important. Praise God. You see, at a certain age, a man is expected to take a wife. Are you hearing me? I mean proper wife. Do you get me? Not a bearded wife. Do you hear me? Yes. A man is expected to pick a wife. And at a certain age, well, you have your children. Amen. At a certain age, you're supposed to get something done for yourself. So the moment you begin life as a husband, begin to think about these things. I'm telling you, the mind is something. If you think about it and you pursue it, the universe will open up for you to get it done. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? Hallelujah. If you don't think that way and you feel it's far from you, I'm telling you, you will never get it done. Praise God. You know, some of you have come to surprise me. You have come to tell me about the projects you are into, the things you have done, and I've been very, very encouraged by you. You have done very well. Let's clap for them. Let's clap for them. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes some people will tell you something and you are surprised. You know, mommy was telling me about some workers in her unit who were saying that they are, I don't know whether in a unit or something, but the person's salary was not that much. I think about less than 3,000. But he's managed to build hall and chamber. Do you get what I'm saying? Oh, clap if you want to. No matter what, he has his house and he's not paying rent any longer. Amen. Oh, yes. If there is a man sitting by you, say, brother, buy a land. Let the ladies talk. Ladies talk. Okay, tell the next person by you. Amen. Praise God. This is just by the way. Now, the scripture opens up to say, as long as while the earth remains, seed time. Somebody say seed time. Oh, come on, say seed time. Amen. Now, I want you to understand, seasons are not sequential. They are cyclical. They keep going and reappearing and going and reappearing. And so I want you to understand that when you miss one season, don't you worry. The season will come back again. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? Hallelujah. And you know something? In life, what we need to do is to embrace every season that comes our way. Amen. Are you hearing me? Because the seasons will come. Somebody says, opportunity comes but one. But I don't subscribe to that. Opportunity will come, and if you don't seize it, it will go. I don't know how long it will take for it to come again, but certainly an opportunity like what you missed is going to come again. If you miss it, it's going to come again. But the issue is, don't miss your opportunities. You have to seize every opportunity and make the most out of it. Oh yes. Now the next thing you must know is seasons change. And when seasons change, you must also change your actions and attitude. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You must also change your strategies. Because every season and the attitude you put up. Now, which season are we? We are in the season of seed time. Seed time means sowing. Is somebody here with me? Oh, come on. A new page has been opened in our lives. And I want to encourage each and every one today, as we thank God for how far He has brought us, that at all costs, begin something. Amen. Amen. Begin something. Begin something. Begin something. Start something. For some of you, you have been planning and planning and planning. When you walk out of this place today, I am giving you a life assignment. Take one step into what you've been planning. It could be your professional life. It could be your marital life. It could be educational side of you. It could be whatever. Take one step. There is a statement by the Chinese. A journey of 1,000 miles takes just one step to begin. Amen. For some, you have missed seasons, but it doesn't mean that you have to throw in the towel. Listen, another season is coming, and this is the season. Is somebody here with me? This is your season, and I want to tell you, God is with you. The favor of God is with you. The blessings of God is with you. The God that has taken this church this far will be with you. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? Now, in this place, we believe in excellence. Everywhere we go these days, I'm telling you, personally, I can't even hide. Anywhere I go, any place I enter, somebody will come and greet me. Even at the bank, your branch. Oh, I thought, oh, I'm safe here. I was writing, and then somebody came to stand by me. I don't know whether he saw what I was writing. But he came to greet me close range, looking into my checkbook. And greeted me. Good afternoon, Pastor. Now, so good afternoon. Good afternoon. Anywhere I enter, that should tell you how the church has grown. And most times it has worked for me. Because they see me and they want to render some help. They see me and they want to render some help. And some too see me and they pretend as if they haven't seen me in this church. If you are that type, Monday I saw one, but he was driving. The moment he saw me, I said, "Mama, oboa mehu." He didn't come to church on Sunday. So when he saw me, he had to be seriously driving. And when somebody is pretending, you know. So when you see me, don't pretend, though. Oh dear, you say bye-bye. Amen. So, this is how it is like. Do you understand that? Let me tell you, the church started in the classroom. Stayed in the classroom for a long time. But you know, all of a sudden, something dramatic happened. Everything turned around. ICGC became the topic of the nation. And beyond. And I want to speak this over you in the name of Jesus. You are about to turn the narrative about your life. A new thing is about to happen in your life. Very dramatic. Very dramatic. Very dramatic. This is your season. Step into something new. Hallelujah. Don't stay where you are. Tell your neighbor, don't stay where you are. Hallelujah. Tell him again. Brother, don't stay where you are. I'm ending. Tell him that, brother, don't stay where you are. Hallelujah. Never stay where you are. Amen. I'm only exhorting you. I'm not doing any hectic preaching. Praise God. Are you hearing me? Never stay where you are. This year, I want to hear you tell me. You have started a program. You have started something. You have gone to school. You have done this. You have done this. At least feel that I have done something. I'm doing something new. Give yourself an assignment. A life assignment. Don't stay where you are. Are you hearing me? Ladies, don't only wait for marriage. If the man hasn't come, build on. Maybe as you take your step, you will meet the man there. Praise God. Hallelujah. I am pleading with you. I'm telling you. I mean, across board, many are young. And don't live your life like a retired person. Are you hearing me? You can't be 30 and retire. You can't be 40 and retire. You can't be 50 and retire. You can't even be 60 and retire. Is somebody here with me? You can't be 70 and retire. Are you hearing me? In the Hebrew language, there is no word for retirement. Are you hearing me? Be alive. May your mind be alive. May you be sharper than you have ever been. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? Even in your old age, you will give birth. You will give birth to plans. You will give birth to ideas. You can't. You have no permission. Tell somebody, you have no permission. Praise God. Let me give you, maybe I'm rushing you. Let me give you Psalm 92. Look at Psalm 92. Look at yourself. I'm showing you, I'm giving you a mirror for you to see who you are. Amen. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Messiah. Let's go. To declare your kindness in the morning, your faithfulness every night. Let's go. Keep going. On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmonious sound, let's go. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the words of your hands. Go. Oh Lord, how great are your works. Your thoughts are very deep. Let's go. A senseless man does not what? Nor does a fool understand this. Hallelujah. When the wicked spring like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. Let's go. But you, O Lord, are on high forevermore. Go. Keep going. For behold, your enemies, O Lord. O Lord, for behold, your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. Go. Yes. But mine shall be like an ox. I have been anointed with. Okay, let's go on. My eye has also seen my desire on my enemies. My ears hear my desire on the wicked who rise against me. Let's go. The righteous. Read it loudly. No, it is not loud enough. Let's go. He shall, like a cedar in Lebanon. Go ahead. Shall flourish in the courts of Aaron. Oh, can you say it louder? Can you say it like louder? Let's go. Are you planted in the house of the Lord? Yes. Can I hear you? Are you planted in the house of the Lord? Yes. Say it to shake the devil. Are you planted in the house of the Lord?
Yes.
Then this is your portion. Hallelujah, you have changed the verse. This is your portion. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall in the courts of our God. Show me your hand. These hands shall flourish. You will never decay. You will never dry up. Amen. You will flourish. Get ready. You will hit more international doors. Hallelujah. Some of you are going to enter into the international scene. Hallelujah. You will be a corporate person. You will cross over. If I don't meet you, you are in Germany. The next time you are in Dubai. You are attending meetings. Are you hearing me? At the Palm Jumeirah. Are you hearing me? Somebody say amen to that. Praise God. Amen. Yes. The next time you find yourself in Qatar, after that you are in the States, you are all that. And you are not just traveling with any class, you are on the business class. They don't bring you what they have. Because there are some places they give you what they have. They ask you what you eat. Amen. May the Lord visit you. Listen, you will not be where, what I'm saying, their life and their spirit. You will not be where you are in the name of Jesus. Hey! In 10 years, in 5 years, in 15 years, and watch this. Listen, something dramatic will change. You see him when he used to come for rehearsal, he would wear chalewote early on. You remember his trousers cry, he wouldn't iron. No, I'm giving testimony. Now he's a force to reckon with, he's a lecturer. He has 2 cars or more than that. He has built his own house. Look at him. Astonished. If you don't hear of him, he's traveling. Crossing over. Oh yeah. You can't be in Royal Temple and be the same. Sit down, my brother. God bless you. You can't be in ICGC and be the same. Somebody must watch you and always say that I am surprised. I am surprised. I am surprised. For some of you, you have grown in ICGC and the narrative must change about you. In the name of Jesus, you will not be the same. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now watch the next verse. Let's go. Let's go. They shall... Let's all read it because I'm ending. Let's go. They shall... Oh, I can't hear you. No, no, no. Wait. Let's do it better. Go. Let's go. They shall be fresh and flourishing. They shall bear fruit in... Oh, is it in young age? When you are 70, you will bear fruit. When you are 90, you will bear fruit. Ah, hallelujah. I know one Andrew Walls, if you have heard this name. He is 94 years. He's had 3 surgeries in his entire life, you know, and he lost his wife. But he still lectures in the University of Edinburgh. The last time he was giving us lecture, 94 years. And if that man speaks, he speaks deep knowledge. Now, he doesn't even hold anything, but he will tell you everything about the Czech fathers, and he will tell you everything about development of Christianity in Africa from north to south, east and west. He knows everything. He is knowledge on motion. 94. May you grow to be 100. Amen. You will bear fruit. You will be sharper. You will be strong. And you will be current. In the name of Jesus. They shall bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing. May you be fresh and flourishing. And maybe the last verse. Let's go. To declare that the Lord is upright. He is what? My rock. And there is no unrighteousness in him. And so what God has said, he will bring it to pass. Now the last bit of this. All things work together for good for they that love the Lord. Amen. Even though we are in seasons, yes, you can watch somebody and feel that by now I should have been like him. But you know something? There are seasons. One day will be your turn. Come on, is somebody here with me? Oh yes. Stop comparing and over comparing. Yes? Sometimes you feel late, but you are not late. Are you hearing me? Yes. If only it's not your fault, then you are not late. Let me encourage somebody that your time will come. If you are married and you find other couples maybe building a house and building another one and building, you are not even started one, don't be too much in a hurry, but be on schedule. Amen. Why has my friend, this couple, you know, why have they started this? Why is it not happening to me? Why is it that all your life is why? Hey, my brother, my sister, you will kill yourself before time. Amen. But you know what? God picks this and picks this and picks that and picks that and picks that. Put it together in your favor. Your time is coming. Amen. I said your time is coming. You will not miss your season. It shall be well with you. Your children, your grandchildren, it shall be well with you. There's a last bit of it which talks about wisdom. And I'll teach it another time. And wisdom will lead you to making good friends. Now, what a friend or friendship can do, relations may not be able to do. Come on, is somebody here with me? And I'm telling you, and when we share that, then you begin to appreciate and understand life better. Because you know something, some of you have destroyed precious friendship that should have been kept. You destroyed it. And I see friends here who are together and they are still pushing like blood brothers. They are not blood brothers, but they are pushing. I am praying that God will see you through as you are faithful also unto the Lord. Hallelujah. May the Lord be faithful to you. And may you not miss your season in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
Welcome to Beside the Still Waters by Pastor Sammy Jechi. My dear friend, the Word of God.